show you tell me it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio. Double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We're live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network on this Friday, the 22nd of September. Let me cut off my intercom here. 22nd of September, 2006. First hour, I'm going to have on two guests today. Mark Dankoff, which actually sat in for me while I was off. Very interesting guy. He's been a Presbyterian preacher. He's been involved with a lot of different groups. He had sent me over his resume or resume, and want to discuss this gentleman a little bit further here. And I was just confirmed here. I'm going to have Jack Otto on second hour. World War III coming soon to your neighborhood, folks. Do you know how damning this information I've been covering the last couple of days is? It's really, really hurting the globalists. There are wheels within wheels, circles within circles. They have many miles to go before they sleep, if you know what I mean. So at any rate, second hour, Jack Otto will be with us. And Mark Dankoff, let me pull up his resume here real quick. I'd like to do a little short introduction before I bring the gentleman on, because most people, ladies and gentlemen, they're reticent of saying who they are or what they've done. Now, he's done public speaking, writing, editing, publications, broadcasting, all kinds of things. He's living now in San Antonio, Texas. He provided great radio spots for three programs on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You've heard of his voice, but I bet you didn't know that. Formulated a two-hour-long show formats with topics and questions and interacting with program hosts. The initial appearance on the first show led to five return engagements, followed by subsequent invitations to provide political commentary on American and Middle Eastern news stories. This guy lived in, I do believe, Iran. We have to get him to talk about that. Nominated by the Constitution Party of Delaware as candidate for the U.S. Senate race. Appeared as featured guest on CNN's Newsmakers, debating and declared candidates in the League of Women Voters Senate debate. Engaging the opposition in five statewide, radio matchups, featured by WDEL's Radio's John Rago Show as Person of the Week, featured in the front page stories of the political editors of the Dover Times and the Wilmington News Journal, elected as the district chairman of the 36th District, King County, that's in Seattle, folks, the Republican Party, the state's most populated state legislative district, managed 168 precinct committee officers to implement the plan for increasing vote totals in each precinct, provided guest host broadcasting for the Mission America, Seattle-based talk show on KGNW-AM, and that was a 50,000-watt Christian station. Well, that went out to about five states until it was bought by, well, some concerns that, well, concerned about his broadcasting. I'll let him say what he will about that. Also, writing and editing, he's done a bunch of different stuff there, and we ran out of time, so I can't continue with the bio. We'll be right back with the guy himself, Mark Dankoff.
Over 100 million Americans have dangerously high cholesterol. Are you one of them? North American Urban Spice has developed Cholestamine, an all-natural food-based supplement proven to give your body the nutritional support it needs to lower cholesterol and improve circulation naturally without the side effects of harmful prescription drugs. Call today, 800-243-5242, 800-243-5242 for Cholestamine.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Now, there's something that can give you the extra energy you need without the use of powerful stimulants and pills. Introducing the all-new Energy Enhancer Patch by LifeWave. This amazing new patch works with the electronic and magnetic features of the body, like a cellular radio, to transmit information from the patches into the body and enhance the production of energy and stamina. And the patch is non-transdermal, which means nothing actually enters your body. It's safe. You simply apply the patch, and the Energy Enhancer does the rest. No more carrying around bottles, pills, or capsules. No more jitters from powerful stimulants. The LifeWave technology in the patches communicates with the body through the human magnetic field, untapping the energy within. Combined with a regular exercise program along with a healthy diet, the Energy Enhancer Patch may help give you the extra energy you need. So join the thousands who discovered the Energy Enhancer Patch by LifeWave and experience the energy within. To order your supply of the Energy Enhancer Patch, simply go to www.lifewave.com/HSA. Don't wait. Act now.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big-money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stachmiller.
Mark Dankoff on the educational side of this, Master of Theology, Systematic Theology, Westminster Theological Seminary, Philadelphia, PA, Master of Divinity, the Biblical Theology and Languages, and again, the Trinity Evangelical Divinity School, and Bachelor of Arts Social Work, Valparaiso, I think this is, Indiana. And also a member and a columnist guild of Bader from New York. We'll get him to talk about all those things. Good afternoon, Mark.
John, good to have you, and good to be able to speak with you.
Well, I'm glad you're here, and I think, how many shows did you sub for me when I was off?
I think I subbed for one show for you, and then I've been on a Frank Whalen's show a few times, and I've been on several non-RBN shows as well, but most of my experience with your network has been with Frank Whalen, and then I think I've done one or two two-hour segments for you from this past summer.
Okay, and good news on Frank Whalen's site. I didn't talk a lot about this, but KFFK in Northwest Arkansas, we have just picked that up as an affiliate, ladies and gentlemen, and Republic Broadcasting Network will be running 24/7 going into three states up there. So this is, folks, this is what I was talking about when we were doing this pledge drive to get more support in here so we can expand this network. We're not buying the radio station. We're not going to have any assets, per se. All the money is being played very close to the vest, as they might say. And we need to get the message out. Time is short, and a lot of people do not understand. And they're just going to be bowled over once they hear more and more of Republic Broadcasting Network's programming. Mark, gosh, we talked before the program today. There's about a million and one things I want to go over. But first up on the block, you were actually living in Iran. Is that correct?
That's correct. That goes back a long time ago to the days when my dad was a retired Air Force officer and just finished up his last stint in Vietnam. He had at that time been the so-called liaison of the Air Force Logistics Command to Southeast Asia for a number of years. What that translates into in plain English is that he was helping to run the logistical end of the air war over North Vietnam. And after he got out of the Air Force in 1973, which was the year that I got out of high school in Dayton, Ohio, he took a job that fall with an American aerospace firm and went to Iran and was working as a logistical director for the Imperial Iranian Air Force during the days of the Shah before the Islamic Revolution.
Well, just recently an opportunity popped up here, and I hope it goes through. I might have a chance to go to Iran and maybe sit down face-to-face with Ahmadinejad, which I think is going to be proven to be very interesting if it happens. Now, I wanted to ask you, as again we were talking before the broadcast today, you have been involved with Christianity for quite some time.
Yes.
Obviously, your degrees here in theology and Master of Divinity. What... Geez, I don't even know how to phrase this question because we talked a lot about on the subject, but you kind of got real disappointed talking with Christians. It seemed that they were a little bit confused, and you still have some people today that you're still friends with, and they can't seem to bring themselves to separate themselves from this Judeo-Christian stuff that has swept the country like a virus.
Yes, well, I think it goes back, as I've said before on Frank's show, to something that really developed in the first third of the 19th century when John Nelson Darby became the first architect of what became ultimately known as dispensationalism. This is a particular school of prophetic interpretation. I think it's important to underscore that it is a relatively recent development historically. It was unheard of prior to the first third of the 19th century and really had not entered the United States by and large until after the war between the states when Darby visited the United States from the British Isles and brought the dispensationalist perspective into a lot of fundamentalist churches when he was in his heyday. That, of course, has osmosed into a situation where today most of the leading lights of the so-called Christian right, people like Jerry Falwell, Pat Robertson, John Hagee of Cornerstone Church here in San Antonio and others, are all advocates, at least of the prophetic angle of dispensationalism, which underscores that according to such people, the modern state of Israel has a biblical basis for being, and they believe that there is a 2,000-year-plus parenthesis that has transpired between the 69th, so-called 69th and 70th weeks of Daniel in Daniel chapter 9. And these folks are absolutely convinced that it is the duty of the Christian community to support Zionism and to support the Zionist state of Israel in virtually anything that they do. John Hagee, for example, is very fond of quoting Genesis chapter 12, verse 3, completely out of its historical and theological context, and telling people that the Christian is just bound to support modern Zionism under all circumstances, and those who do not are under the judgment of God. And there's plenty of very good theological and historical and political information out there that completely contraindicates that point of view. The problem is that because of the tremendous influence that the Israeli lobby has had inside and outside of the Christian right, a lot of individual Christians have simply not been exposed to the philosophical and theological presuppositions of what dispensationalism is. They've not studied its history at any great length, and they really don't understand the logical conclusions of supporting it down to the last jot and tittle, which unfortunately I think we're about to find out what some of those are as we begin to get closer to a preemptive war in the Middle East with Iran.
Well, your Westminster, your theological graduate paper, you wrote about the historical critique of dispensationalism, Zionism, and Daniel's prophecy of 70 weeks. And it is, I don't think that it's any accident. About the time that the dispensationalism started, that's when the Zionism movement started. It was back in the mid-1800s. And then we saw in Russia, the Tsarist Russia, we saw the start of communism. Now, would you like to speak to that topic? You and I hadn't spoken about that earlier, but I find that to be a timely coincidence.
Yes, and I think quite clearly, although in politically correct circles today in the United States and in the West generally, nobody wants to talk about this, there was quite clearly a major Jewish component to the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia in the first part of the 20th century, just as there has been major Jewish support for a series of political and ideological and theological perspectives that I think can quite fairly be seen as the antithesis of biblical Christianity. I'm amazed, really, at the number of Christian people who not only know nothing about the history of dispensationalist theology and what it really is and what it leads to, but this in turn has led to a frightening lack of awareness and discernment because of the lack of available information in regard to what the Israeli lobby has been supporting for years in the United States and in Europe, and basically what their global agenda is as well. I ran into this some years ago when I was happened to be at a convention where there were a significant number of Christian broadcasters there, and this whole subject of supporting Israel came up. I managed to interject into the several private conversations some of the data that's out there in regard to the overwhelming amount of Jewish support that exists for groups like Planned Parenthood and People for the American Way and some of the gay rights groups and so forth. And I said, you know, the Jewish community has undertaken a major drive in many instances to bring to the fore points of view that are diametrically opposed to what any form of evangelical Christianity historically has advocated. And it's produced a tremendous amount of paradox in the Christian community, and my Westminster paper that's online on my website goes into this in some detail. It's quite amazing, for example, that you would have historically, a person like Jesse Helms, the former United States Republican senator for North Carolina, on the same side of this Israel issue as somebody like Bella Abzug, for example, the far-left Democratic congresswoman from New York. You see that paradox playing itself out constantly as far as the coalition that is in support of Israel. The interesting thing to me is, however, as we get more deeply involved in this mess in Iraq and Afghanistan, and as more people begin to learn through primarily internet media and the auspices of Republic Broadcasting Network as a major force in that market and on the airwaves, more people are learning about neoconservatism, more people are learning about what it is, more people are learning about the significant influence Jewish constituencies and far left political constituencies and bringing all of that to pass. So it's a circumstance where a lot of folks who have been defined, I think, in the past as either being right or left, whatever those terms mean now, they're looking at this stuff and going, hey, wait a minute, how do we get from point A to point B, and who's really behind all of this stuff, and where is it leading?
Well, and we'll continue this conversation with Mark Dankoff here in just a couple of minutes, folks. Important information. If we do not understand what has transpired in history here, there is no way that we're going to be able to go forward with a clean, understandable slate. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
I was just informed, ladies and gentlemen, by our webmaster slash t-shirt maker. We now have black t-shirts with white lettering. The front reads in bold white lettering, and these are high quality t-shirts, folks. That these are the ones that won't lose their shape and shrink up in your dryer, so you end up looking like Bubba with a beer belly or something. Suffice it to say that they retain their shape and their fit. 9/11 was an inside job. RBNLive.com, because you can't handle the truth, is what reads in the back, and it's got a condensed logo in the front for the 9/11 was an inside job. That is in black. And also, do not forget that we have RBNLive.com t-shirts with the RBN logo. When I was in New York, September 11th, Ground Zero, we actually had professional photographers, and these are the ones that work for the news agencies that just wanted to take pictures of the shirts because they were so cool looking. So, folks, we've been asking, help spread the word here. So these T-shirts are $16, high-quality T-shirts, not going to get destroyed in your washer and dryer, $16 plus $4 shipping and handling. And they're in all sizes, small, medium, large, extra large, extra, extra large, and I think there's even a triple X large in there. But at any rate, go to the RBN Live website, and you'll see pictures of the shirt up there. Help us spread the word, folks. That's what this thing is all about. Talking with Mark Dankoff today. And, Mark, I have said this repeatedly. I don't know how many registered churches, how many 501c3 churches do we have in this country right now?
I'm frankly not sure. I would suspect that the vast majority of churches in the United States are 501c3 organizations. And, of course, I think I know where you're probably heading with this. That particular tax classification works wonders in terms of keeping churches quiet in speaking out on political issues from a moral perspective. And you've seen instances of where the IRS, with both so-called conservative and so-called liberal congregations that have spoken out on some issue based upon the invocation of some semblance of theological conscience, they've run into serious trouble with this, and I frankly am forced to conclude that is by design. I know Howard Phillips, the chairman of the Conservative Caucus in Washington, D.C., did a seminar a few years ago in advising churches on how to engage in some sort of, I don't know if I should use the word incorporation or not, but clarifying their legal status in terms that, in some way that I'm not familiar with, would get around this 501c3 status, so that churches would have a greater ability to speak out on issues that directly relate to a good, solid biblical conscience as circumstances warrant. As it stands now, I think it's fairly safe to say that the vast percentage of clergymen in the United States and the vast percentage of churches stay very silent on issues where there should be a lot of speaking out on things that directly violate what I think is not simply our Christian consciences and those things that are quite clearly delineated in Scripture, but that are quite clearly issues that involve constitutional implications. I think Joe Sobrin put it best a couple of years ago in an article that I was reading that he penned online, where he said this business about Christ speaking about rendering unto Caesar what is Caesar's, that's clearly biblical, but as Sobrin goes on to say, the great danger today is that reams of Christian pastors and churches who should know better are rendering unto Caesar what is God's and God's alone. And it's a very serious problem.
If we had Christian pastors speaking the truth from the pulpits here today, I think there would be a greater impact on the... let me just put it to you this way, Mark. We're morally, ethically, and economically bankrupt in this country. So then the pastors, I think, are not necessarily, shall I say, misleading the flock, but they are curtailing the information that they can be imparting on all of their church members.
No question about it, and it's, I suspect, very similar, if not identical. You know, I'm a German Lutheran pastor, by the way, not a Presbyterian, although I have done some post-grad work at Westminster Seminary, which is a Presbyterian Reformed school. But if you go back in the German Lutheran tradition, this posits all kinds of interesting quandaries when it comes to the so-called relationship of church to the secular state. Luther laid out some views on this that are still being talked about today, of course. And in more recent times, we're reminded of the whole quandary that Dietrich Bonhoeffer faced during the National Socialist period in Germany in terms of being quite isolated, along with a handful of other people that were involved in the Barman Declaration, in speaking out against the excesses of the Hitler regime. It seems to me that it's not an over-dramatization. It is not melodramatic to suggest that we're running into circumstances today where there can be, and I think will continue to be, a very sharp clash in some cases between biblical principles and individuals' allegiances to Caesar.
Render under Caesar what is Caesar's. Romans 13, they only ever quote part of that, Mark. They never tell you the whole thing. And again, quoting it out of context. We'll take the break right here. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Robbie Noel for Republic Trading Group. Join Jeffrey Bennett and myself each day at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where we'll give you the flip side of the day's financial and political news. Had Warren Buffett tuned in, he could have saved himself $1 billion. You see, Mr. Buffett bet against the dollar 2 years ago. Had he had chosen buying gold instead of foreign currency, he would have made $2 billion. Don't make the Buffett mistake. Call Republic Trading Group today at 1-800-691-7898 and let us help you ensure your wealth against dollar depreciation. For daily updates on the condition of the dollar, visit our website at republictradinggroup.com. Or as I said, just give us a call at 1-800-691-7898 and speak with Jeffrey Bennett or myself. Call Republic Trading Group today at 1-800-691-7898. And thank you for your support of Republic Broadcasting Network.
KU-Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Mark, my listeners are familiar with this story that a couple of years ago, I am in a church. And the pastor is up there waxing and waning eloquently. And then he made a statement that brought me literally out of my chair. And I didn't even realize I was standing in the middle of his service. Everybody is seated and listening quietly with folded hands and dutifully paying attention to the guy that is giving them the word of God. So during his spiel, he says that George Bush is a good, godly man. And thank God that he is now president of the United States. And without even thinking about it, I'm up out of my seat and I'm just standing there and I'm staring at this pastor. And it seemed like a long minute or two. I'm standing there and his gaze finally comes around to mine and we lock eyes. And then I realize I'm standing there. And everybody, I stopped, I looked around, everybody's standing there, sitting there looking at me. And I just quickly exited the church. Went back, and this is biblical, folks. Went back and sat and talked with this man. And he thought my wife and I were there for some sort of family counseling or something. So he does a little triad seating arrangement when we walk in the office. And I just proceeded just to just not unload on the guy, but just give him the background on George Bush and his tact on Christianity and what he's been doing and what he's up to, what he's done in the past, what he's doing now, and what we know he's going to do in the future. And the guy started to glaze over. And then I looked at him and I said, I said, Pastor, let me ask you a question. I said, those that proclaim to be the Lord's messenger, do you think they're going to be judged harsher than the common layman? And he says, yeah, I think that's biblical. And at that point in time, I just stood up, looked him square in his eye, shook his hand and said, well, then good luck. And I walked out of the office and I never went back to his church.
Yes.
I mean, it was, and to this day, I mean, we were supposed to be on the school board for this school. They're teaching incorrect history. They're buying books that magically find themselves into also public schools, you know. And we were left off of the board for the curriculum, especially in history. We were left off the board for that selection of curriculum. So, you know, it's like they curled their toes up, and you know, I'm surprised not to hear that I was declared Antichrist or something, but. It there was no getting through to this guy. There was just, he just glazed over and rejected outright.
Yes, well, I think a couple of things are noteworthy. The first, of course, is that his pulpit, quite properly, is a place to proclaim Jesus Christ and not George Bush or you or me or anyone else. That's point number one. But point number two, I think, which you've already covered in some detail here, John, is that when you examine the Bush record, it does not stack up not only to a biblical critique, but it doesn't stack up in terms of a general constitutional critique either. This is a guy who is running the largest trade and budget deficits in the history of this country.
Spent more money than all presidents combined.
Well, that's right, and so you've got a situation where, just as one example. I think we're running, Pat Buchanan said the other day, I think we're running an $800 billion foreign trade deficit. About $200 billion of that is with communist China. This is a guy who has had a 25% across-the-board increase in the size and expense of the federal government since he's been president. We're involved in this no-win war of preemption and counterinsurgency in the Middle East, largely at the behest of Mr. Bush's allies in the petroleum industry and the Israeli lobby. We have a circumstance where Bush, quite clearly, as was his father before him and his grandfather before him, an advocate of world government. We're talking about wholesale support, not for just NAFTA and GATT and the World Trade Organization, but it's been made very clear that the meeting between Bush and Vicente Fox and the Prime Minister of Canada in March of 2005 was taking the United States in a direction of this so-called security and prosperity partnership of North America, which basically will end the autonomy of the United States as a separate nation under our Constitution if it ultimately comes to pass, which I think it will. We're talking about an integration of the United States and Canada and Mexico into, I suppose, the equivalent, the North American equivalent of the European Union, where our borders will not be the borders that people think of when they look at a map of the United States. They'll be looking at the whole hemisphere as a part of what Mr. Bush would describe as a free trade zone, with all of that implies. This guy's administration, along with a Republican Congress, has continued to support all kinds of unconstitutional programs, federal funding for Planned Parenthood, for example. The gay rights activists within the Republican Party, the so-called log cabin Republicans, have made it very clear.
What exactly does that mean, log cabin Republicans?
You know, I've never been curious enough to want to get into the entire reason why that name was selected by these people. I don't know. But suffice it to say that they are the so-called gay rights lobby within the Republican Party, and they are very high on Bush as a president in terms of the advances that they have made within the Republican Party since he's been president. There have even been articles in the New York Times where this has been discussed, and yet you mention that to the average Protestant evangelical or Catholic who voted for Bush, or mention it to somebody like this pastor that you were talking about, and they'll just give you a blank stare. It doesn't compute to them. And the amazing thing to me is, as one who was a Republican activist, as one who did an invocation for Mr. Bush's father at the Sheraton Hotel in Seattle 18 years ago when he was running against Dukakis, as one who has met President Bush himself going back to 1994 in a small town in Texas where I was pastoring a church. I had a brief meeting with him along with 15 or 20 other people when he was running for governor of Texas against Ann Richards. When you start looking at a situation like that, I'm a slow learner, I guess, but eventually, over time and over the years, as I began to read and study more and to talk to people who knew more about these things than I, it became very clear that the Bush agenda is not a Christian agenda, and it's certainly not a constitutional agenda in regard to the enumerated powers of the federal government. We're talking about a globalist. This guy is right in there with the Council on Foreign Relations. He's right in there with the Skull and Bone Society at Yale. He's right in there with all of the neoconservative forces in media and in corporate banking who are pushing for this military conflagration in the Middle East. And again, as I've already said, he is a major galvanizing force behind this security and prosperity partnership arrangement for North America that would end the United States as we have known it. So Mr. Bush's position on open borders, his support of unrestrained illegal immigration, the growth and size of government, all the massive debt that we owe to Asian banks, and a lot of that borrowed money is being used to support this this miserable, idiotic war in Iraq and in Afghanistan. This is truly the Bush record. So it's not a record you or I would want to defend. And it unfortunately is a situation where many of his supporters in the so-called Christian community repeat certain things almost as a mantra as being true without really taking a look at the obvious evidence that this guy is not what he claimed to be, neither was his father. And the Republican Party, just as much as the Democratic Party, has been absolutely liable for having gotten us into this track toward world government and perpetual war and perpetual debt and the destruction of the American manufacturing economy and the American middle class. That's the Bush record, the bottom line. I don't think any reasonable person who really looks at the evidence can disagree with that.
Well, and we witnessed in the last couple of days, and to my amazement, Fox News, which has been the biggest bandleader for George Bush and his unending war on terrorism, the war in the Middle East, bringing up all the apologists and the supporters of Israel, I find it fascinating to watch Fox News put on the Venezuelan president from the UN saying that George Bush is basically the devil and it still stinks of sulfur here, and then to follow this guy over to Harlem, carry his entire speech. Ahmadinejad from Iran, the same thing with the United Nations speech. I mean, they preempted commercials, everything else. This is big bucks we're talking about here, folks, to have Ahmadinejad from the United Nations speak. And the thought occurred to me this morning. I'm trying to find the ulterior motive here. And I think where this is going is they are desperate enough because of the Internet, because of programming such as this, that they have become desperate enough that we have to hold Hugo Chavez up and Ahmadinejad as being the world leaders and terrorists to allow them a platform to further attack and bring on their paid consultants in support of George Bush. This is the only way that I can see that makes any sense out of all of this.
Well, that's exactly right, and I think it is noteworthy that people like you and I, John, on the constitutional right, are saying the same thing that some of our brethren on the left, some of the smarter ones on the left, have been saying. There's a major story that's out. The Nation, I think, yesterday came out with an op-ed piece entitled Deja Vu on Iran. And I'll just read. I have a print copy of it in front of me here. I'll just read the first and the last paragraph of the article to underscore the truth of what you're saying here. And this is coming, again, not from John Stadtmiller or Mark Dankoff. This is coming from The Nation. The editorial says, here we go again. The cliches come frighteningly easy when one ponders the recent efforts of the hawks to gin up the case for military confrontation with Iran. The playbook is familiar. Pump up the threat, use the media as a conveyor, and watch public opinion swing toward war. And then the very last paragraph says, this brings us to the consideration of the media and Congress. Each will have to be far more discriminating and diligent than it was the last time around. No automatic transmission belt, no rubber stamp, no forgetting. That's all very good, but the nation, of course, conveniently omits any reference to the Israeli lobby, omits any reference whatsoever to the great attempt to take over the world's fossil fuel deposits and pipelines, is the basic reason for this entire madness.
Just during the break, Mark, I was speaking with Danny, and we're doing some rearranging of the schedule here. Oh, by the way, there's a program note. Michael Collins Piper's program, which follows this program, which he's going to be expanded out 2 hours, starting the first of next month. His program can be heard on 5.050 from 6 to 7 p.m., and then starting October 1, it will go from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Central Time. Program note there. And I was just talking with Danny during the break. I was wondering, we had talked about you doing a Saturday program, but I don't know that a couple of hours during one day is going to be enough. Would you be up to doing a two-hour show per day?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay.
You guys would force me to keep up with my research and so forth, but then again, I already do that for Breaking All the Rules News, which is a leading paleo-conservative news website that is owned and operated by a guy named James Hall up in New York. I already do a lot of news blogging and editing and op-ed pieces for him. This would dovetail perfectly with that in terms of being up to speed for what the listeners want to see covered.
Well, and what we're after here on this network, ladies and gentlemen, is to take all the convolutions and all the programming that people have been subjected to, not just recently, but in recent past, but also in our history. We have the Orwellian memory flushers out there that are literally changing history, as been written and recorded by many fine men within our short history here. We're only, 230-plus and counting years old. We went from the greatest nation on the face of the earth to the greatest debtor nation. And after watching the speech by Hugo Chavez at the United Nations, with a lot of heads of state and people in attendance at that speech, I was waiting for them to get up out of their chairs and give them a standing ovation. They sat, but they still applauded, which again, Fox News just had to jump on immediately as to all these harsh statements that this wingnut is making, you know. But there is world opinion for people to gauge live as it took place, and then we had Fox News trying to spin it. I mean, I think it's most important that we have good researchers, people that can speak not only on daily issues, but also know history past. And you know the old saying, Mark, you know, if we're not up on our past history, if we do not learn from the mistakes of it and pinpoint what the problems were and how this thing has been derailed, we are certainly doomed to repeat it. And there is a lot of ignorant people in this country. I mean, tons of them. And it's almost as if they're proud of their ignorance.
It's a frightening time. And I think it's an age that de-emphasizes reading, that de-emphasizes thinking, that de-emphasizes analysis. I've learned a great deal in the course of my life and plan on continuing to learn from people who in many cases don't share my ideological worldview, or at least all of it, who nonetheless have been very fine sources of information to point out things to me that have really caused me to rethink some of the things that I just took for granted 30 years ago.
But what I like about you, Mark, is your writings are not interlaced with your opinion. You let history speak for itself, but you put it in its proper, and I underscore proper, context.
Yes, and I think that that's absolutely important. People say, gee, you know, these Republic Broadcasting Network guys suggesting that there was something wrong with 9/11, that's absolutely crazy. Well, they ought to read Robert Stinnett's book on Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Day of Deceit. This guy is was in the U.S. Navy during World War II, cryptologist, and is now a consultant on the Pacific War for the British Broadcasting Corporation. His book, Day of Deceit, deals with all of the things that prove, including Freedom of Information Act documents that underscore the fact that Roosevelt not only knew that Pearl Harbor was going to happen, he'd undertook between October of 1940 and December of 1941 12 or 14 specific things that were designed to ensure that it would happen. And when you suggest this to people, Again, if they have not done the reading and they've not done the thinking, it's something that they simply cannot contemplate or countenance. Classic example of this with, you know, your references in this program to 9/11. I remember the first time I heard it suggested that this whole thing could have been an inside job. I thought, boy, that really sounds crazy. And then I began coming across these stories about the so-called Israeli art students and the urban moving scandal. And then came across, of course, in more recent times, the things that Morgan Reynolds and Paul Craig Roberts have written about the scientific impossibility of the collapse of those towers in the way that the government said that they collapsed. And now I'm looking at this and going, hey, when people with those kinds of credentials start presenting rational argumentation on this, I've got to listen to it.
All right, we'll take the break here. We'll come back on the other side. We'll sneak in one phone call here before the end of the hour. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
Attention, if you're one of the millions of Americans who buy and trade stocks or invest in the real estate market, you'll want to hear this. Did you know that the Forex, foreign currency exchange market, trades over $2 trillion a day? That's more than the New York Stock Exchange and the NASDAQ combined. Now, imagine being able to trade in the Forex without any prior trade experience or spending endless hours predicting market movements. Well, now you can. Introducing Freedom Rocks. Freedom Rocks' structured trading approach takes the guesswork out of what and when to buy by providing you a planned set of guidelines, all at a fraction of the cost of other similar type programs. And instead of focusing on thousands of stocks, Freedom Rocks focuses on the top four currency pairs. Our software tells you what to buy, how much to buy, and when to buy. Go to MySimpleForex.com. That's MySimple, the number four, the letter X.com. And join the thousands who've discovered Freedom Rocks. Remember, MySimple, the number four, the letter X.com.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out? The school, that's what they said. The Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out at school?
Yeah, wasn't that the idea when we started out? And all the talk about the Founding Fathers being deists, George Washington being a Mason. Well, he attended one Masonic Lodge meeting, and I think in 30 years. And toward the end of his life, he just absolutely blasted the Masonic temple and their worshipers. So there's, folks, there's a lot. And many people have said that you know, that the Constitution, well, that was just a rerouting of King George and England's influence here in the United States. It was not a perfect document. It was penned by imperfect men. But again, ask yourself the question, why did we rise to such prominence in this country? Were we not blessed where the number one job of the government was to ensure people's freedom and liberty? This is something that just doesn't just happen, folks. People over thousands of years, many different cultures, many different countries have come and gone, all trying to seek freedom and liberty and have failed. And if we don't get on the stick here, we're going to fail this time around. Let me take one call here. Melissa in Texas. Hello, Melissa.
Hi, John.
Hi.
You were talking earlier about the log cabin Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
And I do not remember where I heard this, but it's been a long time since I remember hearing this story about where that came from. It seems that there's a letter in the Smithsonian from a person back in Illinois who was writing to Lincoln after he went to Washington. And the letter was like, just, you know, hello, how are you? And then it was, I certainly do miss our long nights in that big warm bed in our log cabin. And it was a male who was writing to Lincoln. So that would be why.
I never liked Lincoln anyway. I might decide to like him a lot less if that's true.
Well, and according to Fritz Springmeier's book, Bloodlines of the Illuminati, his wife, Mary Todd, was also a very high-level practicing witch. I mean, bonfires and naked and chanting and sacrifice and all of that stuff.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, so
you know we're steeped in history with the skull and bones type, the Illuminist type. There was very bad influences on a lot of people, but you know, Melissa, I've got to say that I think we have everything in this country, and I hear a lot of the Christian sects out there saying that, well, what's happening with America, you can't stop it because it's God's judgment on America. Now, Mark, bring me up to speed here. I think I remember in the teaching saying, if you'll once again turn your face back to God, that I'll heal your land. Well, I think we have the makings of a rehealing here in this country.
Yes, I think you're really onto something there, John, and I think along with that, we've come full circle back to this whole question of dispensationalism. Among many things, dispensationalism teaches that the Christian church is nothing more than a parenthesis in history in God's dealings with ethnic Israel. And if the church is merely an afterthought or a parenthesis in history, then by definition, people that believe that are going to be ineffectual in really living for the gospel and bringing the gospel properly understood into our secular culture. And I think that definitely links up with all of this.
I understand. Can you hang with us for a few more minutes?
Sure.
Okay. By the way, folks, you're listening here in Central Texas, thanks to Radio Free Austin, their website, radiofreeaustin.org. Go to the website. We at Republic Broadcasting Network and other networks out there, we're being brought in by the auspices of these people. So make no mistake that these people are a freestanding entity, and they need your support also. And you're also receiving this broadcast right now in San Antonio. So support the people that are helping to bring the news to you. We'll be right back with Mark Dankoff. And John in Texas, hang on there.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work. You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.